Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Nick Foles, in my mind, is going to be a fantastic backup. Now, Trubisky's got to get it done, but at this point, he's not given an inch and he's competing. And I'm going to go back to what I said last year. I think Matt Nagy, I think he's just got to use him to get the most out of him. You know, he's got to you know, kind of tighten this offense up a little bit to give Mitch the best chance to be successful. As far as these two guys competing, I mean, Mitch is the guy right now. I don't see how Foles can do anything to unseat him going into opening week. It's a good situation right now.
That's former Bears head coach and longtime Score contributor Dave Wannstedt going to bat for his guy Mitchell Trubisky. I think Mike Mulligan made the point during transition that it's not so much being a reporter as he is giving his opinion right now, where he thinks that it's Mitch's job to lose and it's going to be very difficult to unseat him without exhibition games to tell the tale. Here to talk Bears on a lot of fronts is Kevin Fishbane, who's on Twitter at KFishbane. He is of The Athletic, covering the Bears at Halas Hall. He's on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Kevin, how are you?
I'm good, Dan. How you doing?
I'm really good. First of all, before we get to the quarterbacks, why were they so squirrely about Eddie Pinheiro being hurt?
Well, you could take Matt Nagy on his word that he had not told Eddie Pinheiro yet that they were going to bring in Cairo Santos when he was asked about the kicking situation on Saturday. Or you could just chalk it up to weird NFL coach paranoia. That is just kind of unnecessary. Matt's generally been pretty open with us about these things. And, you know, sometimes you can learn more when he gives a non-answer like he did on Saturday. And we found out why. We found out the reason for it was because of Cairo Santos. So, yeah, I mean, again, it's just the way these guys sometimes operate. But it could also be just as simple as he wanted to let Eddie know that they're bringing another kicker.
So is this one of these lingering issues that coincidentally Cairo Santos himself had as a Bears kicker? When you have a groin pull, sometimes these things just don't end up getting better, and there's not a lot of time for it to improve right now.
Yeah, Dan, and I imagine that's, you know, part of the reason they bring in Cairo Santos. They don't have a ton of time to work with in terms of between now and September 13th, so might as well bring in a guy that the head coach is familiar with, that the personnel department here is familiar with, and have him as your kind of contingency option if Eddie Pinheiro isn't 100% by that opener. I mean, they cut Ramiz Ahmed a couple of weeks ago, and they just said, look, we're not going to spend two roster spots when we only have 80 on kickers. And they've been very upfront about wanting Eddie Pinheiro to be the guy, for the foreseeable future. But I do think this is as straightforward as Eddie Pinheiro just isn't able to kick right now, maybe at full health, and they just wanted to bring in someone quickly, so they went with a guy that they're a lot of people in Halas Hall know pretty well.
What's up with Robert Quinn? Why isn't he playing?
So that's another mystery, Dan. They've told us that physically he's fine. If they had a game, he would be able to go. We've gotten some differing on that, because then Ted Monachino said, when I asked him last week, what do you need to see from him for him to be ready to go? He goes, well, I need to see him be fully healthy. So The problem is that brings up speculation, of course. My guess is that whatever, you know, because Matt Nagy did reference a personal situation. So if you're going to go off that, the assumption would be that maybe Robert Quinn, for whatever reason, wasn't able to ramp up at the same speed as everybody else the weeks leading up to training camp. So now they're just getting him on whatever program he's been out here every day, just not necessarily going full go in the team drills. I think this week, Dan, is a big week for guys like Quinn, you know, Jalen Johnson, Anthony Miller, some of the players we haven't seen full participation. You got to imagine if they can't get going this week, you know, then you get to next week, and then you're talking about only 1 week and then a couple regular season practices. So you'd like to see some of these guys get going quickly. The thing about Robert Quinn, though, is a guy who's been in the league as long as he has, you wonder how much he really needs to do. Like, he probably is one of those guys that could just wake up on September 13th, roll into Ford Field, and get two sacks. Like he just might be that kind of guy. We saw Khalil Mack do it a couple years ago in Green Bay. The rare athletes can find a way, you know, to make impacts without getting that kind of full participation. But we'll see this afternoon kind of where he's at to start this week. But, you know, I would imagine the Bears would hope that he can get up to that full participation level this week.
Does he look out of shape?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I looked up at one point. I noticed him in a one-on-one pass rush drill, and he got around Charles Leno pretty quickly. And I was like, oh, yep, that's Robert Quinn. That looks the part. Again, I happened to notice the one rep, so you got to be very careful and evaluate a guy just off that. But because we haven't really seen him in the full settings, that's really all I have. And I'm hoping to see him more if they do some of those more of those one-on-one lineman reps. Today they just started, they're doing individual drills, so they haven't gotten into some of the competitive work yet. But, you know, just from that one rep, you know, he seems fine, he looks fine. He's, you know, he's usually been off to the side kind of doing some of his own work strength and conditioning wise during some of the early parts of practice, and then when they go into the teamwork. But, you know, from my vantage point, he looks okay. But, you know, again, it's really hard for us to tell in a lot of these situations.
One of the names that I found intriguing as far as offseason acquisitions was tackle Jason Spriggs, who I really liked coming out of college. And injuries have hampered his NFL career, and now he's got another one. How serious is his knee injury, and were they viewing him as likely nailing down that swing tackle job?
Yeah, Dan, I think it wasn't even nailing down the backup tackle job. I think it was his. That is a position that they had nobody else after him. And the injury did not look good from my vantage point. But, you know, Matt Nagy said, when he was asked about it, I believe on Sunday, you know, he said they still weren't sure. And so maybe that gives you some hope, because you would imagine if it was one of those serious injuries, they would have already known by now, it would have already come out. So, you know, I think that could give you some optimism. Again, it's full speculation here, but from the early points, you look at the roster, you look at the depth chart, you looked at some of the guys who stepped in when he did go down at tackle, and you think to yourselves, if he can't go, if he's not going to be available for week one, I think they would have to sign somebody. I really can't imagine them going into the season with, you know, Alex Barrs as your backup tackle, or Lechavius Simmons, the seventh round pick. You know, Rashad Coward spent a lot of time at right tackle before moving to guard last year, but not on the left side. Spriggs can play left or right. So yeah, it's one of those things where they had a lot riding on his health. And if he's not able to get back quickly, that's a waiver wire move. And as we talked about last week, Dan, you have to give yourself like 4 days, but when you're bringing somebody in, you know, they brought in Cairo Santos on Saturday, and today they were able to officially sign him.
Yeah, there's always a lag between the first report you see on Twitter of somebody coming in, and then by the time the Bears official release gets in my email inbox, I'm like, wait a sec, didn't we already know this? It's like Bears make moves, and everything seems like it's on more of a delay, because, like you say, it has to be right now just for safety purposes. But that is that's kind of daunting when you think about something as important as your third tackle. I mean, and the fact that they're not really hitting each other. And which is, at some point, I don't know what the NFL collective bargaining agreement allows right now. But are they going to do something more than just thud? Are they going to have something? I don't know about tackling to the ground, but at some point there has to be real contact to get them ready for real contact.
Yeah, I agree. Nagy said over the weekend, he alluded to the idea that they were going to try, maybe not try is the wrong word, but they were going to do some live this week, that they might get into that. Now, that can mean a lot of things. That, like, when they did their scrimmage on Saturday, the third team was doing live. So it's like you send the guys to the front of the battle line so you're not as worried about. Those guys were doing some live work, but they were only getting a couple reps because obviously the third team is getting even fewer reps than usual because of the quarterback competition that's going on. So I would expect to see some live work at some point. But if you're the Bears right now, you already lost Artie Burns to a torn ACL. You lost Darian Clark again. Probably wasn't going to make the team, but still, you lost him. You got Jason Spriggs out. You had the Akeem Hicks and Allen Robinson injuries from the weekend. You have a couple guys like Anthony Miller. We talked about Robert Quinn, Jalen Johnson, who don't appear to be full go yet. You wonder how much that factors in that decision making. I do think at some point you got to play football. Because those guys are going to show up in Detroit and they can't just thud in Detroit. They got to hit. And I think for everybody, it's going to be a wake-up call the first time they have those experiences because they haven't had the preseason. So, I think we'll see some live work this week, but maybe the injuries that are happening makes Nagy even a little bit more reticent to do that.
How serious are the injuries you mentioned to Akeem Hicks and Allen Robinson?
Matt said he made it seem like very minor. They're just being extra, extra cautious. Somebody like Akeem Hicks, we've seen this with him in camp before where he's had these kind of little nicks and is able to, be fine. That was the thing about Akeem Hicks, that elbow injury last year, such a freak injury. I mean, the guy had been an Iron Man. And you think about what his job is and what goes on to his body every week. And he never missed a game. He's the type of guy that, he can miss some time at camp and be okay. The Allen Robinson one that you think about his injury history coming in here. He had the ACL obviously a couple years ago. He had an injury his first year here. He was fine last season. But, all we have when we don't see these guys, when we don't see the injuries happen, the Spriggs injury, I saw it happen. So I was like, this could be bad. I don't know. But as I said earlier, we haven't heard anything, which gives you some optimism. With Robinson and Hicks, we didn't see them. The injuries occur. And so all we really have to go on is the head coach. And he's just very much like, hey, these are minor. We're just being extra cautious. We're being super careful. We need guys like those ready for week one.
Lastly, and real quickly, this is something that I've been on from the moment they decided to add John DeFilippo and Bill Lazor and promote Dave Ragone. Without exhibition games, are they going to do any kind of mock-up of their headset system for game day? Because you would hate for them to get out there and, live run, real game, everything mattering, not have their system down for who's on which circuit, who's talking to whom, who's making what decision. Don't they have to actually do some kind of dry run of their communication system?
Yeah, it's a great point. When they did their scrimmage on Saturday, so they were on the field that was farthest from where we were standing, so we were about 60 to 70 yards away watching them. I assume they were doing some walkie-talkie work. They did that all the time last year. Mark Helfrich was on one walkie-talkie. Matt Nagy had a walkie-talkie. So I would assume they were doing some kind of practice with that communication, but we didn't really get a good sense. And if they do anything that's scrimmage-like or mock game-like, I'm sure it's something that will come up, and I'll get a better sense of that, hopefully. But yeah, it's a good point because these guys got to get used to their voices and get used to their cadence and get used to the play calls and figure out how the whole operation is going to work without a real game setting.
Yeah, I can't imagine just waking up on a Sunday morning saying, okay, let's go, having not done it before. So it's a real test. Anyway, I love hearing the sound of practice behind you. It does my heart good to hear NFL football being practiced and played soon enough. Kevin Fishbane, thank you as always.
All right, take care, Dan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.